That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers continues in the forecast through tonight, but then I think we get a little break over the weekend. Nice break in between storm systems. Dry both Saturday and Sunday. I think we're in the 60s both days. I think the best day is probably Sunday because of more sunshine, but a good weekend forecast before another storm system Monday, one that could bring the threat of severe weather to Alabama. We're watching it carefully beginning Monday afternoon and Monday night. All modes of severe weather are certainly possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is this the real bird? Is it nativity caught in a census in the town of his ancestry? Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Come, wise men go, will Herod let him live?
It's a wondrous story to me.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast at the end of the week. Happy hour for Friday on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We got a full house for Spucka. I will introduce them to you as soon as we get going. Ugly day outside.
And here they are.
Rosie, Eddie, and Seth from my left to your right as you're listening.
Please clap.
So I want to begin, I really don't want to get emotional, but I'm very tired. And I want to thank everybody who went on Facebook today to wish us well, because Hershey had to have a pretty serious surgery today, had a tumor removed right below his tail, that area there. And in Kate Armstrong, we trust. It's out. He got his teeth cleaned, too. But it's apparently a pretty aggressive type of thing. So we don't know. The prognosis is kind of unknown. But I want to thank everybody for the support. And Dan Morris for introducing me to Kate Armstrong years ago. Because he's been amazing. He is a skilled pet surgeon like few others. And I don't know that Hershey would even be around to have the surgery if it weren't for this guy. He's just that good. The good news is, just before this procedure, he was active and lively like a puppy. So he's going to be a little sore in the hiney for a few days. But he's coming home this afternoon, which is good. And
he's got great nurses.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
Terry.
She will baby him.
He has a battalion. In fact, I'm ready to. I said to him, let's take the beds down and put the mattresses on the floor.
Everybody lay on the floor.
While he's healing, at least, so that if he wants to come up and be next to somebody, he can do it without having to jump.
You have one big pack, man. That's what a dog appreciates, a pack family.
Most of his life, he's been a little bit of a cricket because he has good jumping skills for a dog that's like 9-10 pounds. Mange to weenie. I'll have to do that later when he's in the car on the way home. See if that inspires
him. Perk him up.
Oh, it should.
You think it will?
No.
Well, you don't think anything won't make him feel better?
No.
Not even an eatsy
weenie? No.
Okay. 3:11 is the time. Let's start with this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
For the last, since the horrendous, if we had known what these Democrats would do, we might have turned out in greater force and not let Congress slide back to them, because they have done nothing but piss away time and piss on this country. They are despicable. They are subhuman. And I hate them all. From Nadler to Schiff, all of them. They are bad human beings for what they're doing to millions and millions of people, because we're all twisting and turning with this nonsense. Watching a show trial with a president who has fewer rights than a murderer does.
Yep.
And everybody knows it, and everybody's disgusted. I can't figure it. Why do you hate this guy? What is it about him that you can't deal with? Look what he's done for our economy. And look at the leadership he has shown in the world. Do you think Boris Johnson gets elected?
No.
No, it doesn't happen.
But you answered your own question. you know, look what Trump is doing to the Democratic Party. And look at the light that he is shedding on what all of us have known for years, that our government, like it or not, is a little bit shifty, even when it comes to its own people. Now Donald Trump has pulled back the leaf on that. Of course, the rest of the Democrats, and there's several Republicans in there, that are not liking this.
Yeah.
You know, and a big thing of it, like Biden with his son, I'll pass this bill to basically give this money to this foreign country. Then I'm going to send my son over there, who's working on that. How many of them are doing that, Greg?
Oh, I'm
How
sure.
Many?
To get payback.
Many.
That's exactly right.
It's a very sophisticated, highly illegal. I mean, but they're not going to rat on each other because too many are profiting.
No, but
that and this embedded state and the management level of the DOJ.
Oh, yeah.
And the, I mean, the president sets the foreign policy for this country, not some person that's been sitting behind a desk under three presidents, and they know better? I don't think so.
I don't think so. And when did that change? When did all of a sudden our president have no rights at all?
When he beat Hillary. This
exactly.
is really nothing. And trust me, when he's reelected next year, we got to get the House.
Oh, we got to.
Keep the Senate, because do you really want to go through four more years? Because they'll keep it up. And this is the lesson in all of this. Here's the lesson. Like today, and our buddy David Blackman said, what happens in England with Boris Johnson will very much signal the tone for our election next year.
Yep.
And he didn't just win. He kicked ass.
It was a landslide and a half.
Now, why did it take so long for Britain to come back to the Maggie Thatcher style of leadership? Here's the reason. And don't think it's all that complicated. Conservatives seize the wheel when they see the country going over a cliff and immediately turn things around, as Ronald Reagan did and as this president has done. And then once everything is comfortable again, we go back while the other side is busy. What they're doing in our schools is beyond abhorrent. They are teaching kids to hate white people. Yeah. They're teaching this white privilege and this everybody's a racist. And then today I see a video from Florida, a 12-year-old kid who wore a Trump hat on a school bus, and there's five thug-ass punks beating the snot out of him.
Yep.
Since when is that okay? Well, it's been okay because even in Sunrise, Florida, where the president packed the house to 22,000 and had 20,000 more outside waiting to see, the protesters, not a very large group, we're throwing piss and crap and garbage at people, and the police did nothing.
Yep.
It's like a silent sanctioning of this insanity.
And what people forget, and it just drives me crazy, this is our president. Like him or not, vote for him or not, he's my president, he's your president, he's your neighbor's president.
This whole speech is connected to the electrifying part of the story. We have heard ad nauseum about the squad. You know, Rashida Tlaib, the one that says impeach the mother. AOC, whose breast size and IQ are the same number. And the one that's married to her brother, her father, and some distant relative in the Middle East that probably needs to be deported. And let's hope somebody has the guts to do that. She's got to go, and there's some other bitch that's part of the squad.
It's a squad of idiots is what it is.
Well, now there's a conservative squad, and I find that electrifying. Women, and I'm going to play a little bit of an appearance from Fox and Friends, and I think this is preceded by the other squad.
I'm tired of arrogant socialists like AOC, who've never even run a lemonade stand, telling us how we should live in Alabama. But conservatives like us need a squad of our own, and I'll build it.
We've got to get back to our fundamental values. We need a new generation of conservatives, folks who can go toe-to-toe with people like AOC and her squad.
I remember that interview back in October. We spoke with Jessica Taylor, an Alabama businesswoman running for Congress, and she promised to form a conservative squad to take on the socialists in Congress, and she kept her word. Republican Alabama congressional candidate Jessica Taylor joins us now with a conservative squad. We have Minnesota congressional candidate Michelle Fischbach, South Carolina congressional candidate Nancy Mace, and Texas congressional candidate Beth Van Dyne.
I'm going to pause it there because I just want to add this little addendum. These are four attractive women.
Mm-hmm.
AOC, who always looks like she's have a fish hook in one side of her face, and Toledo, they're ugly inside and out. And should that matter? Probably not. But
it kind of explains, I think, why they're so angry at the world.
Yeah.
I mean, just put it out there.
But thank you, ladies, for being with us. Jessica, congratulations. You actually did this.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
When you
for
look at
us.
These ladies that want to form a conservative squad with you, what goes through your mind?
You know, I'm just honored that they want to join in this fight, and that's exactly what it is. You know, we are losing the younger generations of this country, and I'm so grateful that they're willing to join up and help in this cause.
Okay, Michelle, why did you want to be a part of the squad?
You know, this is about bringing the conservative message to the people of the United States so that people understand that we're looking at do-nothing Democrats. They are obsessing about impeachment and not really doing anything for the people of the United States anymore. You know, you take a look at Western Minnesota, the district that I live in, and they're ignoring USMCA. They've finally gotten around to it a year later. But the farmers out in Western Minnesota need USMCA, and they waited and waited, but they have plenty of time for impeachment and the sham that is. And they just continue to obsess about that and not do the things that the people of the United States.
Can we look up Jessica Taylor and see what district she's running in? Is she running here? If she is, let's get her on the air.
You ain't kidding, because I've never heard her before, but I really liked the fresh message that she had.
Yeah,
I agree.
And you can bet that they're already strategizing on how to demonize these women and so forth.
Bet.
But I think they've got the backbone to stand up to this garbage.
That's what we need. That's the one thing I get so disappointed in the Republican Party. Your Democrats have just fight in them.
Yep.
The Republican Party seems to let them fight, let them pitch a fit, and then just walk away instead of standing up for you and me and everyone else. I want a fighter in there now. I'm tired of being guilt-driven because I'm white. I'm tired of being guilt-driven because I think like a Republican. It's just ridiculous. I want somebody to fight the fight for me.
As I was saying before, what happens, and they turn it around... We get so close to the brink. Had Hillary managed to win that election on the heels of 8 years of Barack Obama, who knows what would be going on right now. They not only have to be stopped, but I'm going to try and dig up that... it's on American Thinker, and it's about the school curriculum in this country and the company behind it. And it's all Marxist. It's all Marxist. And they're teaching all these theories you're bandied about in the news. They don't want to teach history. They don't want to teach something that might enhance the skill of a kid. They want to teach propaganda and doctrine and basically make them useful idiots for their own cause. Because that kind of wisdom, a degree in socialism studies, what is that going to get you? Maybe you can hook on as a community organizer.
A whole lot of debt. That's what's going to get you a whole lot of debt.
A whole lot of debt. Mr. Electric is a fantastic company that employs only certified master electricians, so when you call them for service and installation or repair, whatever it is you need, they will make an appointment time with you, and your doorbell will ring at the time they say they're going to be there. They will give you an upfront price on the work you need done, regardless of what it is, and that's what you'll pay. Totally above board, total straight shooters, and we have had a number of things done with that. I was happy with the price we paid and the outcomes. So I hope you'll consider them the next time you need any type of electrical assistance, whether it's an install, repair, or other. 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's that time of year to celebrate the season with the greatest Christmas movie of all time. It's A Die Hard Christmas.
Wreck the halls of Nakatomi Plaza. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay.
Bring your family to the coast. Get together, have a few laughs with A Die Hard Christmas.
All the bad guys will be destroyed by a wisecracking barefoot cowboy. John McClane is coming to town.
What better way to share the joy of the season than watching Bruce Willis annihilate Christmas terrorists?
You're a mean one, Mr. Gruber. A formidable foe. You ruined the office party, and you really have to go, Mr. Gruber. Why don't you take a walk out, eh? 13th floor window.
A diehard Christmas.
326. So, as I said earlier, they're not, first of all, the left is not liberal. They are intolerant. This is why they're always pointing the finger at everybody else. They absolutely mirror their own self-hatred, their own insecurities on everybody else. Well, if I feel this way, so must everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's one critical difference. Tea Party came, accomplished some goals, died off. They never stop. They never stop. And this is why every 20 years we get to the brink with an Obama, or like they did in Britain with those weak sauce leaders they've had. And everybody wakes up and says, we got to put an end to this.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, it's going to be too late.
That's what I wait for. Because when you do wake up and you find out, a lot of times you're like, it's so far gone. What can you do? And I'm hope it never happens, but eventually people might be like, you know what? I fought this fight.
Stupid Virginia. Stupid Virginia votes all Democrat, legislature, governor, and they're already preparing to pass gun confiscation laws. There are counties within Virginia that are still very red. Those counties are passing sanctuary gun owner laws. That shouldn't be necessary. The Second Amendment is there for everyone.
Applies to everyone in the United States.
But by the time a thing like that gets to the Supreme Court and they review it and throw it out, too much damage is done. the reason the founders put that amendment in there wasn't so we could go hunting. They put it in there so that if somebody with evil intent tried to take over this country, we could deal with them.
Right. From within.
My daughter, when she was, I think her first year in high school, they were learning about the Holocaust. I don't know if they still teach about that or not. We got people in Congress that deny it happened.
Thank you.
Why did the Jews let this happen? Well, they didn't have guns. They had no way to fight off the stormtroopers, the SS, and the people that came to take them to the concentration camps. And they are twisting the dragon's tail. So far, this civil war has remained cultural, political, and they're losing. They're absolutely losing because they've had even CNN, though, has been honest. I know that's shocking, but even they have admitted, and MSNBC, egregious areas that may have something to do with their ratings. CNN cannot even draw 750,000 viewers in prime time on a weeknight.
That's
pathetic. Is it hard to understand why? No, because you look at who's on there. Brian Stelter, the little, I think of him every time I use the restroom. Here's Joe.
Hey, Greg.
When you're looking down and aiming, I see Brian there.
Hey, Greg. Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I'm good. I just had a quick comment about your question about Jessica Taylor.
Oh, yes.
She is running for Congress here, the seat that Martha Roby currently holds.
Well, I don't mean to be critical here, but if you're running for Congress in this district and you want your message heard, it's great you're on Fox and Friends, but how come I don't know this? How come nobody from her campaign has reached out and said, hey, we have somebody that would like to run for Martha's seat. Can you have her on?
That's a great question. I'll reach out to them if you'd like.
Please do. Martha won that seat the first time because of this radio station.
I agree.
She came here, and we welcomed her. We loved the fact that she was willing to take calls and put it all out there.
Absolutely.
And if
I know her and her husband very well, and
I think I've met Brian.
Support him.
I think I've met Brian.
Yeah, she met Brian. He's former state senator here.
Yeah. Well, please reach out. Yeah. We would love to have her on.
Well, thank you for what you do.
My pleasure. Understand, the media isn't just in New York and Washington, D.C. The media, everything is local. Why don't you talk about local politics more? Because anything that affects me or you or Rosie or Seth is local.
Right.
You're right across from me. How much more local can you get?
That's right.
And if it comes from D.C., that makes it local. That's the point. I'm getting a little blue. I don't have much of a voice left, and I should probably... We do take requests on Friday. You're welcome to do that. I did want to catch up on the news. I invited Brant to call in today. I kind of thought the market would have a bigger day. I mean, it only went up 3 points. But with Brexit passing and a big trade deal looming, China getting done, I kind of thought we'd see a little more there today. So he may be calling in at some point.
Okay.
He has not replied to my request. And I know it's because he's busy and not mad at me. 3:31. We've got another blast of cold weather coming. If you haven't had anybody out to check your heating and cooling system so that your comfort is in the best possible hands, you need to reach out to Clark's at 277-2125 and get yourself a membership. If it's 100 degrees on a July day and all of a sudden it's as hot inside the house or hotter than it is outside, you don't want to call a number and hear about tomorrow or 2 days from now, like I did before I found Clark's. You want to know what time today can we expect you. That's what Clark's Club members are guaranteed, that urgent care service. But they also, with their 2 annual tune-ups that come with the membership fee of $159, they do everything possible to prevent that kind of situation from happening. Their plumbers are amazing. I could write 1,000 words on all they've done for me just this year. And everybody that works for Clark's, thoroughly background checked and so forth, but they're just nice people. they come over. They may be there to provide a service to you and your family, but you'll want to invite them to stay for dinner. That's how quickly they connect with their customers. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. So we do have a 14-inch three-topping pizza, right?
Yes.
Ooh. And we are going to be at the pizza place Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Some of us will be there tonight picking up pizza for the way home.
Ah. Ooh.
That'd be this guy.
Wow.
I will be doing that on Tuesday, no doubt. And by the way, I buy my pizza. I don't ask people to go to the pizza place. I don't ask people. I pay a tab every Wednesday at bomb hours. I have car payments from Jack Ingram. I don't.
No, I can speak to that. You've paid us for the services we've provided.
And you guys are great.
Well, thank you.
I didn't get a chance. It was great to see Bo at the Millbrook Parade, Bo Goodson.
I got to get you two together. You know you both are from Chicago.
Yeah, he's been in here on a business
you
break.
You guys could tell some great, I know you hate them, lame-ass stories, but you guys could tell some great Chicago lame-ass stories. It'd just be great, man.
I think I'm getting sucked into going to my reunion next
really?
Year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's in August.
Yeah. Wear your vest.
More stories.
Man, wear a
bulletproof vest.
This. A hoodie. Some sweatpants. Be like, what's up?
Here's a message from Cooter that says they've named a TV show after Seth. It's called The Voice.
Oh, wow.
And it sucks.
It does not.
Well, the TV show is terrible.
No, it's not.
Jeez.
I love listening to new talent.
You know who else watches The Voice? Mommy the Swami.
Oh.
You go, girl.
So, you're not going to hear me make
fun. I noticed Greg was awfully quiet over there.
Yeah. That's me.
War Eagle Mom.
I like to listen to the new talent.
I don't want to ask a question. I want to issue a battle cry.
Let's get nuts.
What happened to those pecans that?
Everything in the bottom drawer and in the top drawer.
Oh, I never looked in the top drawer.
You haven't looked in the drawer for your nuts yet.
I only had so much room. And I had other things I had to put in there.
Because
there's
other things in the way.
They have gone MIA in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes the water does it.
Takes a while to get them back.
Yeah.
3:35. Let's see if the rain's affecting traffic. Our number's 272-9228. If you'd like to hear a request. And we'll be right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Highway 80, just before I-65, they are still working an overturned vehicle there. As you approach 65, use caution. I-65 and 85 are rolling a speed limit jump through downtown Montgomery. Most congested areas right now, Eastern Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to Vaughan Road, Troy Highway and the East South Boulevard intersection, Atlanta Highway, Federal to Taylor, and Vaughan Road from the Boulevard to Taylor. Goes without saying, Taylor Road, very congested right now. If they're going to be a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure it comes complete with invisible fence. With indoor-outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy in designated areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over 5 hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with 8 beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Now open on Sundays from 11 to 2, dine-in only.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of On for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Running out of shopping time, but need to find lots more. Well, if inspiration's what you're searching for, follow me to a place I know with endless possibilities, so you can check your list off row by row. These last-minute gifts will steal the show. You're never far from one of our stores, and there's always new gifts coming in our doors. You can spend much less, but gift much more. Spend less, gift better at TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods.
I used to have more hair. I used to have more color. And I used to have cancer. I beat it. I did. Not alone. I used to have no idea what the American Cancer Society did. Research, yeah. But also free rides to chemo and free lodging near hospitals. I used to maybe give a little. Then I got so much back. I used to have cancer.
Please give at cancer.org.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
SQ with Alabama News Network. Police say three people are responsible for more than 200 car thefts and break-ins. Calviosis Scott, DeMontez Franklin, and Audley Holmes were originally arrested on December 3rd for theft of property in connection to three stolen vehicles. They have now been charged with an additional 222 total felonies related to the vehicle break-ins and remain in the Montgomery County Jail. Today, the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce held its 10th annual Success Starts Here tour, highlighting the new and expanding Montgomery industries who have invested in record-breaking numbers. The $1 billion in industrial capital investments marks the second largest number ever for Montgomery County, only surpassed by the 2002 original Hyundai announcement. Alabama's bicentennial celebrations kick off tonight with a concert at the Capri Theater. Saturday's events include a parade, festival, and concert. For more information, visit Alabama200.org. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers continues in the forecast through tonight, but then I think we get a little break over the weekend. Nice break in between storm systems. Dry both Saturday and Sunday. I think we're in the 60s both days. I think the best day is probably Sunday because of more sunshine, but a good weekend forecast before another storm system Monday, one that could bring the threat of severe weather to Alabama. We're watching it carefully beginning Monday afternoon and Monday night. All modes of severe weather are certainly possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Fattening time of the year. Just got done with Thanksgiving. Now relatives bringing more cakes and treats here. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the fattiest season of all. When the chocolate is melting, I'm loosening my belt and I'm eating it all. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be nuts that were roasting, marshmallows were toasting. I feel myself turning to dough.
Yummy!
I can't wait for the glazed ham and all sorts of fruit jam. When Christmas comes, I tend to grow. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be all kinds of pie, and I might even try Anne's fruitcake this year. It's the most fattening time. time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
And we want to dedicate that to Paul and Karen Cronin.
Yes.
In North Carolina. We have, they're listening. Nobody listens here. We have listeners all over the United States, but very few in this area.
We're worldwide.
And
those nuts came from North Carolina?
All of that.
Wow.
A whole box of, I said yesterday after we opened that up, I'll weigh about 300 pounds by 6 p.m. And these.
They're amazing.
These pecans.
Yeah. Oh, that shouldn't be called a nut. That is a sweet, delectable fruit of a god.
That's really, it really is.
Yeah.
It is.
Roasted pecans with cinnamon and sugar.
Mm. Yeah, you can't decide whether to let it
sit
in your mouth, melt, right. Let it melt a little bit, or bite through it and go to the next one. Jason.
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Greg, I need to know if I can count on you to take one for the team, because I need to hear you reach up to the top shelf, grab that box of straws, pull one out, and suck it up.
Oh, you want to hear that bit?
Oh, absolutely. Greg, I hate for you to be the butt of the joke, but you do it so well. That is hilarious. Yes,
yeah.
I would love to hear it.
I laugh my ass off every time I hear it.
I know you do. We do, I promise you. We love it. So y'all doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
There it is, heel pain. That's the label on it. If heel I pain. Die and somebody wants to remember me with something funny.
There are numerous, numerous things.
There is something I am trying to find from long ago that's appropriate for this time of the year, but I'm sure it was in the system. I just don't know where it went.
You guys have an issue with naming things.
Well, I know the system, but this is something I haven't played in a long time, and I don't think I recorded over it. Maybe somebody else did. This is Pastor
Joey.
Hey.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I thought you would get a kick out of this, but this week I recently got back from Israel. In fact, we got back late Wednesday, and you would be shocked at how many people over there have Trump hats on.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Look what he's done for them. He is.
Oh, yeah.
The last eight presidents also. Oh, I'm going to move the Capitol to Jerusalem, the embassy. And none of them did anything.
Well, the greatest thing is I actually got to go to the embassy, sat there on American soil in Jerusalem, and it was actually
Well,
so I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I appreciate that, and that's good news. And I take it if you wear a Trump hat there, nobody tries to beat you up.
No, I
think no.
They come up and shake your hand.
Only in the U.S. Market,
and a guy walked up. He said, "American." I said, "Yes." He was wearing a Trump hat, shook my hand, and said, "Hey, you know what I think?" I said, "Thank y'all."
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that report, and stay in touch.
I will, Greg. It's good to see you on a great show. We'll see you, buddy.
Thank you. He's one of the best guests we've had this year because he went down to see for himself whether the stories coming around about treatment about people detained at the border were true. Mm-hmm. And they were absolutely, it's total lies. He was the one that told us that AOC posed for those pictures outside the fence. She wasn't inside.
But what kills me, no one took a picture of that. You know, so many of these things could be blown up in their face.
Of her posing.
Of her posing and all these kind of things. If somebody would just do the 10-foot shot from 10 foot away. Just like there was one a while back where the child was crying because her mother supposedly had been taken. Well, then the story came out. Really, it was a setup. The mother was moved off the scene a little bit. And, they just took a picture of the son crying and put a narrative with it. It's ridiculous.
All right, what we're going to do here is we're going to make Jason happy. I'll play it.
Yay.
Out of this break. And we'll start the conundrum, I think, after the roll call.
We got a conundrum?
Yeah, roll call.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Unless you have one that you would like to suggest.
No, I love your conundrum.
I think we're in pretty good shape with that. We had a good one this morning. It
took
almost
did.
30
yeah.
calls to figure it out.
Ooh.
And that is 30% of us can't remember what we got for Christmas 1 year ago.
I believe that. Only 30%.
Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law, they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you sense that that is something you'll be dealing with in your future, male or female, I urge you to call them at 819-4810 and reach out for a consultation. It's really critical to be ahead of the situation. If it's filed and you get served papers out of the blue, your reaction is going to be very different as opposed to knowing what's at stake, what's at risk, and perhaps with a suggestion or two on things that need to be discussed. This is what happens sometimes in marriages. Secrets begin to build, and we begin to be afraid to be truthful and honest. I'm speaking from personal experience in the past. They've helped save some marriages through these consultation processes. Whatever the situation, they know their stuff and are incredible advocates for people who need them during that very difficult, trying, emotional time. 819-4810, their web address is divorceformenalabama.com for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We're going to suck it up in 2 minutes.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis over at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit, and then you take the Louisville Street exit at the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times. Follow it to the end of the road, you'll end up down on the river in the Capitol Oyster Bar. Along the way, you'll pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a campground down here. You can bring your camper and stay a night or a week or a month. We'll just be glad to have you come join us. Now, let's tell you about my schedule here. No live music this Sunday. That's right. So just come on down, eat some good food. We won't start live music again back in the middle of January. So Sunday afternoons will be open to anybody that just wants to come out and eat some good seafood. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open at 11 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. So you got all that information. We cook up fresh seafood. We've got a fryer, a steamer, a grill. We can fix it however you like it. Fresh seafood from the Gulf. So get down here soon. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com or Facebook page. Y'all come on down here soon and come hungry. We'll be looking for you.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on family sleepwear. Pendant necklaces just $59.49. And Cuddle Duds fleece sheets start at $21.24. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, snap a free picture with Santa at Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 and get a free gift. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code Big Savings. Some exclusions apply. One gift per child while supplies last. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
All right, Jason, here's your stupid request.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walk, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No, I mean...
No, hey. No. If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just... just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately, is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, poor little soul.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two pain. Old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
We're
you?
We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah.
Jay, I need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps. And with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet. And he told me the advice that he got to take care of it. And just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle. And, you know, the styrofoam plates, disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. Sounds like we already... have something for best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Well, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
I want to, I think. That's all we have time for.
My favorite line.
The good parts are already over.
My favorite line of the whole thing is, it's just dead quiet, and you go, the reason it's so quiet, I'm writing all this down. I mean, it's just great.
I love Jay.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't say anything, but just him laughing, oh, man.
Did you catch the morning show?
Because I did.
I got him.
You guys laughed so much
really?
This morning.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a morning show that fits right into the...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
The hot squirt and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
hot squirt.
Oh,
somebody
no.
called in and told you where you can get a hot squirt here in town at.
It's 3:55. by the way, Gene wanted accident witness.
Yes.
Today's
No. She wants a substitute teacher.
You said accident witness.
Well, that was me.
Yeah.
But Gene wants substitute teacher always.
Okay. So that's key.
Okay.
And we'll run that out of Fox News, which is about 4 minutes away. Before we get to Fox, though, we are going to see what's happening on our roads. I'm going to go down and take a personal look right now.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, Eastern Boulevard in front of the Shriners Temple. It's minor. It's in the lanes headed towards I-85. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic right now. No issues at the merge downtown. Our most congested areas right now, Eastern Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to Vaughan Road, Southwest Boulevard from Baptist to Troy Highway, Taylor Road from Atlanta to Vaughan, very heavy there, and the Atlanta Highway extremely busy at all the lights. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Google Nest Learning Thermostat and Google Nest Hub when you buy them together. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on family sleepwear. Pendant necklaces just $59.49. And Cuddle Duds fleece sheets start at $21.24. Plus, get Kohl's.